This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Almost no matter your personal situation, whether you're working from home or you're essential and can't, or if you're not working at all because recession, or if you're a college student who's not actually at school right now, or if you're trying to get your kids through their school on Zoom from the dining room table, these are stressful days. But what about the nights? Those 8, give or take, hours when we're supposed to be restoring ourselves so we can get up and be refreshed in our stress tomorrow. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at the rise of a product that is meant to help.
Long before we became a nation of budding insomniacs, Cat Hazard was well acquainted with the quest for a good night's sleep. Stress and anxiety frequently kept her up at night. Then her dad got sick.
And one day I got home from being at the hospital all day, and I saw an Instagram ad for a weighted blanket, and I was just like, that's it. I'm getting one.
What she got was 18 pounds of tiny glass beads sewn into a queen-sized quilt. When the box arrived, she could barely get it in the door.
I sort of had to fireman carry it up the stairs on my back. But my first night sleeping under it was a game changer.
An uninterrupted 8-hour game changer. Hazard, now 49, woke up feeling calm for the first time in months. Calm. That's the selling proposition for what seems like a gazillion brands of weighted blankets.
Its unique design evenly distributes the weighted beads, simulating deep touch pressure, mimicking a gentle hug.
That's from Therapeutic. There's also Gravity Blanket, Sensacalm, Barabee, and Hush, whose pandemic pitch reads, anxiety, stress, worry, fear. You're not the only one experiencing those things. And apparently, you're not.
Based on Google data that we have on volume of searches, we've seen a 47% increase in sleep-related search terms since March.
That's Elizabeth Grogene. She founded Baloo Living in 2018 after trying out a weighted blanket.
It was this feeling like that my toenails were relaxed, and I didn't know that I could be that relaxed.
Baloo's gauzy Instagram ads feature bare-shouldered models blissfully relaxing their toenails under plush white cotton. No remote schooling kids or Zoom meetings in sight. Baloo's blankets run from $150 to $200 at the higher end of the market. Grogene says business was growing even before the pandemic.
But then April, May, June, we saw almost doubling of sales.
There is some science to all this. Gentle pressure can unleash feel-good hormones like oxytocin and serotonin. Andrew Sicilla is a retail consultant with Alex Partners. He says the U.S. market for weighted blankets is about $220 million a year. Our collective search for sleep has also boosted sales of mattresses, pillows, sound systems, anything that might help.
There's a handful of companies out there that are really taking advantage of this and seeing the opportunity in this market and are doing quite well.
That's been hard for Keith Zavalich to watch. He started selling weighted blankets in 1998, catering to kids with autism and other special needs who found the pressure calming.
And the moms were thinking, well, this might feel good on me.
Sales of his magic weighted blanket grew over the years, but lately competitors have crowded the market. Zavalich says his company got a boost in the spring.
But then the summer months started to catch up and people have been out of work longer and the economy's tanking. So we have definitely felt it.
Kat Hazard's been feeling it too. She's still working as a compliance consultant for Kaiser Permanente in Seattle, which was a stressful place to be at the beginning of the pandemic.
I was finding that 18-pound weighted blanket just wasn't enough.
And she says, as a Black woman,
all of the kind of racial strife that's been happening, especially since May, has taken a toll for sure.
She recently upgraded to a 25-pounder, the heaviest she could find. It's working for now, but if things get worse, she says, she may have to double up. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.